tub.
Yeah.
You take it out.
Yeah.
But if you leave it in the water, there's no svita.
If you leave it in the water,
yeah.
But the child, as you're cleaning the child, you're squeezing it.
But it's in the water. You can't squeeze water out of something that's in the water. If you have...
No, it doesn't make a difference.
You have a wet towel.
Yeah, and the wet towel is in the water. No, no, I don't think it makes a difference.
You go out of the mikveh.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. The floor is dirty and you throw down a towel on the floor. It absorbs the water. If you leave it on the floor, there's no problem. Your problem becomes when you pick up the towel. Because as soon as you pick it up, the water starts draining out.
That's not schita.
Schita has to be done. You have to squeeze it.
Yeah.
You're picking it up, you're causing it to drop.
Not squeezing it.
You're
stripping it out.
I don't think that's real schita.
Are you allowed to take a towel and hang it up to dry?
What's the shaila?
Why not? It's a muksa, the shaila of muksa. The shaila of towel. What? Okay, let's see. There are different gedolim. He's going to discuss. A lot of this is coming. Okay, we're going to see. Some of these things are discussed. Some are. There's a. It goes all the way down until. It goes down a couple of pages. We'll come to some of these things. Let's go further. Did you hear what he called you? Did you hear what he called you? You're not listening.
Practically speaking, before Shabbos, you have kids at home.
Yeah.
And over the top with water.
Yeah.
Shabbat in the water.
Ship them to.
So if you need it during Shabbos, then you put it in the water. The Shabbat's there.
Doesn't matter. As you manipulate this towel, you're doing. The Ayin B'Teferes Yisrael, the Paisek Yar Prima Gadim, he's Matir. Machlekes, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Prima Gadim, he's Paskins, he's Mas, he's Makel. The Paisek Yar Prima Gadim, the Bechogavne Shari, it's Mudim Shem Tsara Dianuka Loi Gazhu. Okay, since these things at best are Nisim and Rabbanan, Tsara Dianuka Loi Gazhu. The Ayin Bahagos Masham, Hevi B'Shem Harashba, Shehevi B'Shem Sefer Hayashal, and Tam, the Begadim Shelanu, Shetrichim Kibus Harbe, Bechogavne Loi Aminu Shriyasa Zeo Kibuso, our garments are very rough. Therefore, just soaking it is not going to do it justice. And you need to actually shake it and squeeze it. That's the only way you can do kibbutz. So therefore, just taking a shmat and soaking the water and having a child sit on it, that is not derech kibbutz. B'chol ha-mecharim lo hiviyu divrei Rabbeinu Tam b'Rashba ad kan, he points out that none of the mecharim, all of the people that discuss the shaila, they bring down the Rabbeinu Tam to take note of a difference. Either they don't hold to the difference, or they disagree. That there's a difference, that our garments today are a different quality, where the only way it can be properly cleansed is through squeezing, not just through soaking. So, Lech Lemaise, Machloek, the Supreme Godim, and the Mishnah Berurah.
The Kula is, if you're wearing a suit and it gets dirty,
yeah.
Even if you pour on 10 times.
You're not allowed to pour on it.
Wait a second, let me come. Even if you pour on water, that's not going to clean it for you. You're going to have to send it to the dry cleaner.
Okay.
So it's not derech nikoi, and we will never accept that as cleaning. All it does is it might be painting. What's
okay, but it's still awesome. I hear what you're saying. It is still awesome. It's halacha psuka. I hear what you're saying. It's halacha psuka. If there's a stain on your garment, applying water to the stain is derech kibbutz and it's awesome. It's even though you're right today, we have dry cleaning, it's going to ruin it, this and that. It's a halacha psuka. You're not allowed to pour water on a garment. There's nothing to talk about. Halacha psuka. They just take notice over here that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. There's always a cloud, and he's not going to derech hashulchan, but the Mishnah Berurah, many people say the Mishnah Berurah has a tendency to be machmir. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah was not written from the perspective of a practicing rav. The Mishnah Berurah, he was a rashiva, people asked him shilas, but he was not paskening practically. When he was learning Shulchan Aruch, going through the sugya, and this is what should be the maskana, and that is why there's a common thread in the Mishnah Berurah. He's very machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan, who was a contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, goes through many of the same issues, and he comes out lekula more often than not, because people actually came to him with these shilas, and they were not willing to take no for an answer, and they had to find what? I'm not making this up.
No, but
it's different. It's different when you need a solution. There are different levels of halacha. I don't mean motzi las. The Mishnah Berurah is right. The Mishnah Berurah is right that when you have a choice, when you have no pressing need, now there are different levels of halacha. A person can have no pressing need. If I won't, I can be machmir. But if you're machmir, when you're not supposed to be machmir, you're a chassid shaita.
Right.
So in the Mishnah Berurah, when he in the Mishnah Berurah, so the Aruch HaShulchan is not coming to be chalik on the Mishnah Berurah when he comes to certain shulchan. This shall not discuss it. But let's say the machlokes Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. This is a machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan is masculine, and if you have no pressing need, the Mishnah Berurah went to the sugya, and the bottom line is you should be machmir. You're not a chassid shaita for being machmir. But there are times when it's an esat tzorich. When esat tzorich, the Mishnah Berurah was not addressing those situations. The Aruch HaShulchan very often addresses a time of tzorich when people are very desperate and need a solution. Then he found a solution. There's a solution, but it's still not. It's not ideal. And here, just important to take note. Like he's saying over here, the Mishnah Berurah over here is saying very practical. It's not an ideal situation to take a towel and immerse it in a basin and put and fill it up with water in order to clean a child. Because in the process, you're soaking the towel and shuriyaso zel kibuso. Oh, but you'll tell me there's a rashba and there's a Rabbeinu Tam that says our garments are very thick, and then there's going to be a prima godim that says, but sire, the anuka and all of these things. Okay, those are heterin. Those are times of tzarech.
I am very, very disagree with you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the philosophical basis of the view. You have people who didn't grow up with Gemaras, and then you tell them, well, you see the halacha changes because it depends if you ask the Mishnah Berurah or you ask the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, you had a shaila, he analyzed the shaila, and he said, the halacha says that there's the Rashba, there's Mata, this is Mata, this is the halacha, and then it becomes the halacha. If you want to do the Mishuras HaDin, and you want to say, I want to be donkey from, I want to eat glad, I want to have glad dishes, so you're not doing halacha, you're doing glad. You're doing it together on a gather. But the halacha is its Mata.
Okay.
The halacha is, there is an Erev in Flatbush. You want to be hold like a Shita, whether he's a Yachar or not, we can't decide today. There was an Erev. You want to be Vatal by this Vatal, but to say you're Vatal the Erev because one asking.
We're not talking about the Erev.
For the same
answer, we're not talking about the Erev here. Okay. I hear you. Okay. I accept. I accept. Don't worry about the tape. No one's listening to the tape. Don't worry about the tape. Okay. Let's go to the next. Also, okay, we're running out of time. Let us go to the next halacha. Yud Zayin. Also, lishpech halav mayim. You're not allowed to pour water on a garment. Ayin baruchas chayim hachodesh. B'shei midrasha es marash. I don't know who that is. Kishahishtid leitinig al malbusha shal shabbos. Hayim matpiach yod b'mayim. Vitpichay al mokim hashtona. A child had an accident on a person's garment, so he took water, he put water on his hand, and that water he applied to the garment. The ayin mishir mincha, so he's matir. Sheyesh le tshuva b'kisvayam yagoyin mahar sham, shekosav de'af de'ha mogin avram. Kosav, that feel little yodav ala beged. Osor, that even taking the mogin avram is machma, even taking water, forget about taking water from a utensil and pouring, even taking putting water on your hand and applying it to the garment is also the zekibus mikom mokom ha'li rabba, hevi b'shem esmag, u'mordechai v'agudo l'hokel little yodav alav. The difference between taking water from a kli, pouring it from a kli, and putting it from your yad. Pouring from yad is not derech kibus. Okay, he has a heter. In b'shas hatchak, it's not derech kibus to take from your yad to on the garment. Only from the kli directly. Uve. Love. Uve. I don't know what that stands for. B'shem riva, kasav. D'motu los ma'afilu shaloi b'derech netila. You're allowed to put water, shaloi b'derech, like the same exact thing, v'yemke in al-kopanim b'derech netilas yadayim, yesh lahakel, al-kopanim b'derech netilas yadayim, through your hand, and over the water, and the me'ela, and me'ela water falls off indirectly, it's going from your hand onto the garment, yesh lahakel, k'das kalbay v'tur, ad-kan divrim ha-sham sham, v'ayim sifkon ha-kodim b'soif. Okay, so you know, you're right, you got here, I overlooked this, you got a heter. There is such a heter, v'shas ha-tchach.
He was Rav Shalom Shvatran's grandfather. He was Galitzia. Mishnah Berurah was in
Litta.
It was a whole different world.
Okay, so you, in Chanami, so you see here a heter, so you see here Rishas Hatchak, he says here very clearly a heter, Rishas Hatchak Nismahalach, that not Kedarukai. Don't take a kli and pour water on the stain, but to take water in your hand and put it on the garment, or Aharama. You wash your hands, and then as you're washing your hands, it's going to fall on the garment. That is not derech kibbutz. If it's not derech kibbutz, you're not doing anything wrong. Then you're allowed to indirectly clean the garment.
The final result is that it is
kibbutz. But it's not derech kibbutz. Results don't count. Methods count. Methods, on the Hilcha Shabbos, it's the method that counts, not the result. If even though the result is you've accomplished something that would have been prohibited, but if the method was done in the technique that's mutter, then you are okay. What do you want to ask?
So I do want to ask. So you're allowed to take water in your hand and put it on the garment.
He presents a machlokes. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says it is categorically forbidden. Okay, so there's many things in halacha. Look at this. The Kiddush says categorically forbidden. You're not allowed to apply water no matter what. He quotes the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram also says it is categorically forbidden to apply water no matter what. He quotes the Bishas Satchak. There's a Marsham. The Marsham says that you can apply it shloi kederech. Shloi kederech is biyad or al lidei netilas yadayim. So it all depends on what the situation is. The person is in the hard pressed. So obviously yesh al mi lismach. If you're not hard pressed, you can easily change your garment, so you can be. Then you can follow what it says in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, when it says in the Magen Avraham.
Let me give you a practical example. You're at a Kiddush on Shabbos, by mistake, somebody spills some chulent on you. They're big. Now you're going to sit down with a bad meal, and everybody's going to look at you, and you don't want to have this thing. Oh, look how what he gave up to me, Kaim Shabbos.
Change your pants.
You don't want to do that. Kind of,
no,
you don't want to.
Tell him that you do.
Change your pants.
No, what you do is you pour soda in your cup, and you don't overflow it.
Well, seltzer cleans.
That's what you do. You pour seltzer in a cup.
Seltzer is water. Seltzer is the same thing as water. All right, let us stop here.